أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He had made Banu Adam, the children of Adam alayhi salam, the most dignified, honorable, and superior of all His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Allah has provided them with conveyances and rides that they may use in order to travel through the land and through the ocean. Allah spoke of how He had provided for them, that is, for the humankind, all types of good things, wholesome things which they consume in this world. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a certain scene on the day of Qiyamah. And that is the moment when we shall receive the results of our performance in this world. We will be given our books, and these books will be handed over to us, and we will be told to study our books of deeds. Allah says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُو كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ. Allah says, think of the day when we shall call groups of people. So we will be called in groups, perhaps ummah by ummah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam will be called with his ummah, Musa alayhi salam will be called with his ummah, and like this every Nabi will be called by their leader, and that is by their Nabi that came to guide them in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they will be called and they all will be summoned, and they will be brought forward. فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah says, the one who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ. Allah says, those who will be given their books in their right hands will study their books. They will recite their books of good deeds. They will read through it. When the book of deeds will be given to a person in the right hand, that is a sign of his success, that he has enjoyed success and that he has produced outstanding results. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Quran explains this. Allah says, فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, that those who will be given the books in the right hand, فَيَقُولْ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ, that person will be so proud of what he sees in his book of deeds, that he will go about showing his results to everyone else. And he will go about telling others, that read my book, look at my results, look how I scored, look what results I have produced. We find a similar situation in this world when a matriculant or a student passes in the exams. He is so proud of his achievements that he goes and he shares that information with everyone else. And he wants to show everyone how well he has done and how much he has achieved and the success that he has attained in his worldly studies. Can you imagine what level of joy a person will experience in Akhirah to know that he is now going to enjoy eternal success? How his joy will be. It's not temporary success, eternal success. When he gets the book of deeds in his right hand, he will go about showing it to everyone and presenting it to everyone. Ha umuqra al-kitabiya. He will shout out, look here, read my book, study my results. وَمَا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the one who's given the book of deeds in the left hand, and that is a sign that a person has failed. When the book of deeds are given to the person in the left hand, and he will have no control over his limbs. He cannot choose to take it by the right hand or take it by the left hand. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains how this book of deeds will reach each person by the will and the command of Allah. And this person will get his book of deeds in his left hand. He will be so ashamed. He will be so ashamed that he himself will not want to read it, let alone show it to others. We find that also sometimes a person he knows exactly what the results are, or he's told beforehand that he has failed, he does not even want to look at that report card, or he does not even want to study the results, because it's just going to create more depression within him, and he's only going to suffer more from embarrassment and shame. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for ulaik, those who will be given, and the one who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand, fa ulaika yaqra'una kitabahum. But then it comes down to the hard work and the performance. The performance in this world, in the world, the exams of this world also, the one who has succeeded, his success is based on his performance. His success is based on his hard work. The results are based on the hard work. The hard work and the effort and the tiredness and the late nights. Based on that, he enjoys success. And the same applies in Akhirah. According to the performance and according to the hard work that we produced in this dunya, and all the energy that we have used, based on that, we will either enjoy success or the opposite in Akhirah. Allah says, وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. Allah says, they will not be wronged in the least. They will not be wronged in the least. They will be paid in full and given in full the reward of every good deed that they have performed. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the one who was blind in this world. Now, blindness here is not referring to the physical blindness of the sight, loss of sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of the blindness of the heart. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبِ أَلَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not the physical eyesight that become blind, but it is the insight and the visions of the heart that become blind. Allah says that person who was blind in this dunya and who chose to ignore the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and chose to ignore the deen of Allah and chose to ignore the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who chose blindness for himself in this world, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. Then in the akhirah also he will be blind. He will remain blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And in the akhirah he will even be far more, much more astray from the path that will lead one to success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.